So it wasn't too long after the move that you became involved in the fellowship, correct?
That's right.
How did you find out about the fellowship?
That's interesting. I'm sure it was from one of the women, Carol, that you interviewed, or one of the other women in our church, Catherine McGuire. There were several women in our church who were very, very active in the interracial, who got it going, got it started, and that's how I learned about it, through the church.
What would you say your first meeting of the fellowship was like?
Well, there weren't any men. It was all women. Of course, I think it was called the women's. We did, occasionally we would have potlucks and that sort of thing, and the men would come, the husbands would come, and I always thought they were very ill at ease. So, now what was the question?
Oh, I apologize. I was asking, do you remember or recollect what the first your first meeting of the fellowship was like?
I'm sorry, I can't remember that. I can't remember the first time I went. I do remember the one occasion where we had the potluck and the husbands came, and I thought that that was a very uncomfortable setting. It seemed very tense for the men, and they just hadn't, that was the first time that they had gotten together, and they were not as relaxed as the women were. So,
Why would you say the men were tense during that potluck or that setting?
I don't know.
Do you think most of the husbands of the women in the fellowship were okay with their organization or their activism?
Were their wives being involved?
Or were their husbands okay with their wives? Involvement in an organization like the fellowship.
I just don't know the answer to that. I don't know.
Would you say your husband was supportive
Oh
of you in the
yes.
group?
Oh yes, he was. He was. But I think, in my experience, black men are uncomfortable around white women.
Why would you say that?
Well, the history of, a black man just got accused of all kinds of things by white women, and so they were intimidated and fearful. So, I think that it was not comfortable for them to be around white women. It was not comfortable, as comfortable as it was for the women to be with each other.
Do you know if any of the black men expressed, being uncomfortable around white women just based on, previous myths about black and white women?
I'm sure that was true, that they had heard myths about what happens when a black man is friendly with a white woman. So it was, they would be intimidated, I think, around white women.
Do you think over time they were more comfortable around white women, or do you think that fear was maybe still there?
Oh, what do you think? You're in class with black guys. Are they comfortable around white women, you think?
I mean, I guess I don't know what they are thinking, but I mean, I could see definitely at the time. The fellowship around why they would be uncomfortable just because there was a lot of accusations and
Lynchings.
traditional, yes, correct, and those kind of hysterical kind of myths from the time.
Yeah, I can understand. It would have been very anxious. I'm sure that black parents talk to their children, to their sons especially, about how to act around white people. You know, be careful, because you can sure get yourself into trouble. You can be accused.
Do you think when the interracial fellowship started, or when white and black women interacting, do you think the black women may have had some distrust towards white people, or maybe even the women in the organization initially?
That's possible and likely. But I think, you know, as time went on, that became a very close-knit group.